You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Hey, welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. Mike here. We're reading the Bible like a conversation so that we can find our next best yes in our relationship with God, in this response, this back and forth conversation that is the Bible and our relationship with God. We're here reading in the book of Deuteronomy, and Moses is giving some final words before they enter the promised land and go take which God has promised them and has been years, arguably centuries in the making. We're finding out what is most important on Moses' mind, and more importantly, what's most important on God's mind here in this talk that's kind of serving as a recap of the previous wilderness season in the life of Israel, and also kind of like a locker room pep talk going into the next season of living in the promised land and possessing the land for the generations to come. Part pep talk, part warning. In fact, more so warning, as we see here today, because God is really trying to lay it on them thick that they're going to go into this land. There's going to be idols. There's going to be altars. There's going to be false gods. There's going to be pretty women worshiping false gods throughout the land, and they must not get involved in that. God knows the consequences of your heart going astray and following these other gods and replacing the one true God with other things that don't provide what they actually need. God is spending a lot of time on this, and we need to take this to heart. We may not be seeing altars and idols in the traditional or biblical sense, but what idols do we have in our lives? What things do we go to before going to God or instead of going to God? What do we go to? Do we find our comfort and our provision in bank accounts? Do we find some semblance of like peace or escape from something that is not God? We're trying to manufacture feelings of love or relationship or intimacy in situations and with people and with things that are not God. This is real. We need to get this right. We need to repent of these things and walk into the promises that God has for us with pure, clean hearts and purge all of these things that are so desperately trying to keep us away from God. Oh man, haven't even read the Bible yet for this episode. We should get into that. But this is the heart of God going into the promised land. This episode is called Living Differently, and that's what's required of us. We need to live differently so that God's glory can increase in our lives and in the lives of those who see us and wonder why our life looks different. Let's see what that looks like here in Deuteronomy chapters 13 through 15. If a prophet or dreamer of dreams arises among you, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let's go after other gods, which you've not known, and let's serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or to that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh your God is testing you to know whether you love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after Yahweh your God. Fear him, keep his commandments, and obey his voice. You shall serve him and cling to him. That prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken rebellion against Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage to draw you aside out of the way which Yahweh your God commanded you to walk in. So you shall remove the evil from among you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul, entices you secretly, saying, let's go and serve other gods, which you've not known, you nor your fathers, of the gods of the people who are around you, near to you, or far off from you, from the one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. You shall not consent to him, nor listen to him. Neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first on him to put him to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. You shall stone him to death with stones, because he sought to draw you away from Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. All Israel shall hear and fear, and shall not do any more wickedness like this among you. If you hear about one of your cities, which Yahweh your God gives you to dwell there, that certain wicked fellows have gone out from among you and have drawn away the inhabitants of their city, saying, "Let's go and serve other gods, which you've not known," then you shall inquire, investigate, and ask diligently. And if it is true and the thing certain that such abomination was done among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it with all that's therein and its livestock with the edge of the sword. You shall gather all its plunder into the middle of the street and shall burn with fire the city with all its plunder to Yahweh your God. It shall be a heap forever. It shall not be built again. Nothing of the devoted thing shall cling to your hand, that Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy and have compassion on you and multiply you as he has sworn to your fathers when you listen to Yahweh your God's voice, to keep all his commandments which I command to you today, to do that which is right in Yahweh your God's eyes. You are the children of Yahweh your God. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead, for you are a holy people to Yahweh your God. And Yahweh has chosen you to be a people for his own possession above all peoples who are on the face of the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the animals which you may eat: the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roebuck, the wild goat, the ibex, the antelope, and the chamois. Every animal that parts the hoof and has the hoof split in two and chews the cud among the animals you may eat. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of those who have the hoof split, the camel, the hare, and the rabbit, because they chew the cud but don't part the hoof. They are unclean to you. The pig, because it has a split hoof but doesn't chew the cud, is unclean to you. You shall not eat their meat. You shall not touch their carcasses. These you may eat of all that are in the waters. You may eat whatever has fins and scales. You shall not eat whatever doesn't have fins and scales. It's unclean to you. Of all clean birds you may eat, but these are they of which you shall not eat: the eagle, the vulture, the osprey, the red kite, the falcon, the kite of any kind, every raven of any kind, the ostrich, the owl, the seagull, the hawk of any kind, the little owl, the great owl, the horned owl, the pelican, the vulture, the cormorant, the stork, the heron after its kind, the hoopoe, and the bat. All winged creeping things are unclean to you. They shall not be eaten. Of all clean birds you may eat. You shall not eat of anything that dies of itself. You may give it to the foreigner living among you who's within your gates, that he may eat it, or you may sell it to a foreigner, for you are a holy people to Yahweh your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. You shall surely tithe all the increase of your seed, that which comes out of the field year by year. You shall eat before Yahweh your God in the place which he chooses to cause his name to dwell, the tithe of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the firstborn of your herd, and of your flock, that you may learn to fear Yahweh your God always. If the way is too long for you, so that you're not able to carry it because the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to set his name there is too far from you, when Yahweh your God blesses you, then you shall turn it into money. Bind up the money in your hand, and shall go to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose. You shall trade the money for whatever your soul desires, for cattle, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatever your soul asks of you. You shall eat there before Yahweh your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. You shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, for he is no portion nor inheritance with you. At the end of every 3 years, you shall bring all the tithe of your increase in the same year and shall store it within your gates. The Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, as well as the foreigner living among you, the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. At the end of every 7 years, you shall cancel debts. This is the way it shall be done. Every creditor shall release that which he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not require payment from his neighbor and his brother, because Yahweh's release has been proclaimed. Of a foreigner you may require it, but whatever of yours is with your brother, your hand shall release. However, there will be no poor with you, for Yahweh will surely bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance to possess, if only you diligently listen to Yahweh your God's voice, to observe to do all this commandment which I command you today. For Yahweh your God will bless you as he promised you. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. You will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If a poor man, one of your brothers, is with you within any of your gates in your land which Yahweh your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall surely open your hand to him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need which he lacks. Beware that there not be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, well, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry to Yahweh against you, and it be sin to you. You shall surely give, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because it is for this thing Yahweh your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you put your hand to. For the poor will never cease out of the land. Therefore I command you to surely open your hand to your brother, to your needy, and to your poor in your land. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. When you let him go free from you, you shall not let him go empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, out of your threshing floor, and out of your winepress. As Yahweh your God has blessed you, you shall give to him. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today. It shall be, if he tells you, I will not go out from you, because he loves you and your house, because he is well with you, then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall forever be your servant. Also to your female servant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard to you when you let him go free from you, for he has been double the value of a hired hand as he served you 6 years. Yahweh your God will bless you in all that you do. You shall dedicate all the firstborn males that are born of your herd and of your flock to Yahweh your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your herd, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. You shall eat it before Yahweh your God, year by year, in the place which Yahweh shall choose, you and your household. If it has any defect, is lame or blind, or has any defect whatever, you shall not sacrifice it to Yahweh your God. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean shall eat it alike, as the gazelle and as the deer. Only you shall not eat its blood. You shall pour it out on the ground like water. Here God has been focusing on two main areas that he wants his people to look different. One is in the God that they serve, the one true God. He jealously wants their attention and their affection and their devotion. And he does not want them to follow all the other gods and powers around them like the pagan nations do, so that they can look different and that his blessings on their people and on their land can make other nations around lean in and wonder, who is this God that they follow? I want to follow this God too. And then God's glory gets to spread throughout the earth. That's the goal. And the other area that God is talking about is how they live their lives, in how they do business with each other, even what they eat and how they handle situations. They should look differently. God's people should look different. They should live different. Not out of a sense of legalism and doing all of these rules and living according to all these laws. No, the way that we should look different is by our love. They'll know we are Christians by our love. They'll know we're Christians by our devotion, by our peace that surpasses all understanding, because we don't worry about things. We go to him with our worries and our cares, and he replaces our anxiety with his peace that doesn't even make sense in situations. That is how we're supposed to look and live differently as people of God. Do you look different? Do you live different? Or is your anxiety just like anybody else's? Is your attention to your bank account just like anybody else's? Is how you spend your time and what you look at and where you go kind of just like anybody else around you? Do they notice a difference? Live differently. That's the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Domini. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.